Well, thanks for joining us again. Would you say a prayer with me? Heavenly Father, speak to us through your word. Speak to our heart of hearts that we might be your people and honor you and live as you're our good shepherd leading us. Through Christ we pray. Amen. When you hear the word courage, I don't know about you, but I think of the Wizard of Oz, the lion, the cowardly courage kind of thing. Everybody wants courage, even the cowardly lion. The Bible instructs us as followers of Christ that we ought to have courage. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who will go with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. Followers of Jesus are called to be courageous. Now, I think courage can fall into several categories. Courage, some have defined as the ability to do the right thing despite fear or danger. Courage is expressed in things like physical courage. When somebody maybe saves somebody from a burning car, or when you attempt to steal home on a when you shouldn't. Intellectual courage. Intellectual courage is just intellectual honesty, being willing to change your beliefs when the facts lead you to that conclusion, even though you may not feel like it, even though others may oppose you. If you change your beliefs. Intellectual courage is, say, admitting that you really shouldn't love cats because all the facts say so. Emotional courage is finding, you know, doing the right thing despite your emotions, forgiving somebody, even though you don't feel like forgiving that person. Social courage is doing what's right and saying the right thing, even though it's maybe unpopular, even though there may be a threat of some loss of a relationship or a loss of a job or being ostracized. I haven't seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge, but I'm told that it tells the story of inspiring courage. It tells the story of Desmond Doss, who was drafted in World War II as a conscientious objector. Now, you don't have to agree with his theology to appreciate his courage and even faith in God. See, Doss was willing to serve his country. He wanted to serve his country during the war, but he just wasn't willing to kill for his country. He wanted to serve as a medic, and so he was assigned, as things would happen, to the infantry, where he was supposed to carry a gun, but he wouldn't. As you can imagine, people ridiculed him. They called him names. One soldier in the barracks warned him, "Doss, as soon as we get into combat, I'll make sure you won't come back alive." He battled in several arenas. He battled in Guam and Okinawa, for instance. But in May of 1945, Desmond's division was repeatedly trying to capture a cliff called Hacksaw Ridge. After the company had secured the ridge, immediately Japanese forces counterattacked, surprising the American troops at that point. The officers ordered an immediate retreat. Soldiers instantly began climbing back down that steep cliff, all but one. Fewer than a third of the men had made it back down. The rest lay wounded, scattered across the battlefield, abandoned and left for dead. And while others were retreating, Doss felt a sense of responsibility to save the lives that he could. He charged back into the fight to the rescue. They say that he rigged a stretcher that could be lowered to the ground below by a series of pulleys and ropes. By himself, under fire, he rescued soldier after soldier after soldier, one at a time, lowering them to safety. When President Truman awarded him the Medal of Honor, the president said that Doss had rescued 75 soldiers. To those gathered outside the White House that day on October 12, 1945, they heard the president say to Doss, "I am proud of you. You really deserve this. I consider this a great honor to be your a greater honor than being president." But we all would agree that courage matters. It is the importance, it is the ability to do the right thing despite fear. Deuteronomy 31, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who will go with you. He will not leave you or abandon you." In the New Testament of the Bible, the Apostle Paul concludes his first letter to the Corinthians by saying, "Be alert, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love." Are you a courageous person? Maybe a better question is, look at your life right now, and is there any area of your life right now where God is calling you to courage? Maybe to this day, how would today look? How different will this week look if you look at each opportunity through the eyes of courage? That question was provoked in me to ask because of an article that I read in the Financial Times. It claimed that the West, Western civilization, is suffering from a crisis of courage. The author noted, and I will quote at length, "The problem is much broader than politics. Society itself seems to be suffering from a crisis of courage. Virtue signaling might be endemic, but courage, like honor, is not deemed a virtue worth signaling. Indeed, all the incentives are stacked in the opposite direction. There's little to lose from going along with what everybody else is saying, even if you don't believe it yourself, and much to be gained from proving that you are on the right side. Courage, sticking your head above the parapet and saying what you really think, what you really believe, can conversely get you into a huge amount of trouble, and usually you are not rewarded for it. The mere mention of courage," the article went on to say, "has actually been in decline over a long time." According to a paper that was found in the Journal of Positive Psychology, that tracked how frequently words related to moral excellence appear in American books, both fiction and nonfiction, over the 20th century, that study found that the use of words like courage, bravery, and fortitude have fallen not by half, but by two-thirds over that period of time. The late poet Maya Angelou was right when she said, "Courage is the most important of all virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any of the other virtues consistently." Is it any wonder that God's last commands in the book of Deuteronomy, preparing the people to enter the promised land, are "be courageous"? That as the book of Joshua opens, and they're standing there on the plains just across the Jordan River from the promised land, that God's final commands, instruction for them as they face their enemies, their battles, "be strong and very courageous." Four types of courage. Today, carry that word with you. How is God leading you to be strong and courageous? What kind of physical courage? Are you facing any physical dangers? Most of us don't have to save people from burning buildings every day, but there are opportunities for physical courage, intellectual courage. Will you be intellectually honest and follow what the Bible says is true, even though it's not popular? Emotional courage, obeying when feelings contradict. Social courage, doing what's right, even though there's danger and potential loss socially for doing what's right. Sharing your faith demands social courage. Here's the good news. God wants to walk with you and me as our good shepherd. And our courage, therefore, is not in us, but in him. We see that in these passages in Deuteronomy and Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Why? For the Lord your God is the one who will go with you. He will not abandon you or forsake you. That's why we love Psalm 23. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we'll fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. The key to courage is not us mustering up our own courage internally. It is making sure we're walking with God, following his steps, hearing his voice, and obeying. That's why Psalm 27:14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart be courageous. Wait for the Lord. Lord, would you make us courageous in heart today, this week? As we enter each situation, and maybe we're tempted to be timid, maybe afraid to share our faith, afraid to do the right thing, to say the right thing, may your Holy Spirit convict us. May you remind us that you are walking with us, and that's what matters, and therefore we can trust in you and be courageous and know that you have us in your hand. Through Christ we pray these things. Amen. Thanks for joining us.